Well, a rainy Tuesday across Kansas City. Good to be here on KCMO Talk Radio, and it is one of our favorite times of the week.
It's time for Tirade Tuesday on KCMO Talk Radio.
Mom, are you talking to me?
I'm dead.
Are you talking to me?
Mundo.
All righty. Whatever you want. I don't know where this goes. I don't keep tabs on it. We just let it rip on a Tirade Tuesday. And let's start off with Mary in Prairie Village. Hello, Mary. Good morning. What is your tirade?
Good morning. I'm very angry that the mayor of Prairie Village has decided to donate $3,000 to the Shawnee Mission East graduation party when there are five other high schools that students attend in Prairie Village. And four of those high schools, students pay tuition. My kids all went to a high school. We donated money. We paid tuition, of course, and they paid for tickets and sought donations. So I think it's very unfair. I've expressed my opinion to the mayor and my two council people with no sympathy.
So the mayor is, just to be clear, Eric Mickelson, the mayor of Prairie Village, you're saying is donating $3,000 to Shawnee Mission East's graduation?
Correct.
Okay. And why is he doing, is that just as a personal thing, or is he doing that as the mayor himself in his mayoral role? Which one is it? Do you know?
Well, he said, and the council agreed, I think wholeheartedly, that it is his discretionary fund.
But you're saying as the mayor, he should be a little more thoughtful in how he does that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Interesting. All right. Well, I will keep tabs on that. Thank you very much there, Mary, kicking off a Tirade Tuesday. I like it when it's against, you know, a local official that people aren't as likely to keep close tabs on. So thank you for that, Mary. Carl, Independence. Carl, what's your tirade? Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Pete. My tirade's on against the Kansas City Star. Now, I was going to write a letter to the editor, but then it dawned on me. You cover more territory than they do, and if I write to them, they're not going to publish it. So I'm tirading against the Star on March 13th. Top of the headline, Missouri slow to react to growing calls for gun reform. This is nothing more than an opinion piece that's parading as news. And I was at a event where their news manager, news editor, Ian Cummings, was telling us how they always try to use two sources of information to support their story. Well, the first one they had was from Moms Demand Action. The second was from Anytown USA, both two heads of the same hydra. And they can't even get their facts straight. First off, they're telling us that if you have, what is the word they use? Immunity. Yes, if you use your gun, you can claim immunity. Not true. They're telling us that the Second Amendment Protection Act mollified federal gun laws. Not true. And we've got a local rep, Maggie Nuremberg, who's wanting to go back to the gun laws in the state of years ago. And one of those was that you had to have a permit to buy. And you had, in order to get that permit, you had to go to the sheriff's office in person. And the reason you had to go in person was so they could see the color of your skin. That was the last vestige of Jim Crow, and we were proud to get rid of it.
All right.
The Kansas City Star, go back to J school, learn the difference between news and opinion, and put them on the right page.
Okay. Carl, an Independence on a fiery Tirade Tuesday. How about that? Open line at 576-7710. And yes, the Kansas City Star does indeed, I can confirm, they need two sources to go ahead with a story, and those sources are usually dumb and dumber. Randall's in Olathe. What's up, Randall? What's your tirade? Go.
Oh, good Lord, Pete. I am so sick, of Governor Kelly. She says she wants to govern from the middle. She's not governing from the middle with the school choice. I've got, my wife and I work full-time. I've got five kids. I would love to take them out of the public school. But because me and my wife make too much, we can't afford to put them in a private school, and we can't qualify for this, below poverty level crap.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so you're saying you're kind of in that place where you know, you're comfortable, you do well enough, but you can't afford to put five kids in private school, but then you don't qualify for, you know, X percent above the poverty line to get the ESA money either. So you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, we're stuck between a rock and a hard place, and I'm considering maybe even moving to Arizona where they have it for everybody. It doesn't matter what your income is.
Interesting. We'll see if anyone...
If Governor Kelly wants to attract more... If Governor Kelly wants to attract more businesses to Kansas, open this thing up for small families, and more small families will move to Kansas.
Mm-hmm. You're probably right about that, Randall. Thank you. Tirade Tuesday continues. 5767710. Open line on a Tirade Tuesday. Larry, Prairie Village. Go, Larry.
You know, my tirade is I'm so aggravated with them going after Trump for this Stormy Daniels problem. I mean, it's a Mickey Mouse charge compared to the big ones. So, I mean, I don't know why they're wasting their time on this when, you know, him putting the lien on the Secretary of State down there in Georgia to cough up illegal votes. To me, that should be a door slammer into the pen, don't you? I mean, that's the big crime.
I knew you'd come around eventually, Larry.
To what?
I knew you'd basically say, yeah, the Alvin Bragg thing with the hush money for Stormy Daniels is wrong. But I know you still want to see a mugshot of Trump, Larry, deep down. You have, you get excited. You have dreams about that at night, don't you?
If we don't see a mugshot of Trump, they're going to have to empty thousands of people out of the penitentiary that have done far less. It's going to prove that the wealthy... The powerful people, they don't get thrown in the hooscow. It's the poor guy that can't afford a decent lawyer.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, that's our next presidential candidate. All right, I'll see you.
Okay, Larry. Okay. All right. Larry, I'm telling you. Larry wakes up and he looks at his sheets and he goes, well, what happened there? And then he realizes, I had another dream about Trump, behind bars. Victor Parkville. Go, Victor. What's your tirade?
On a day like today, it's so easy to want to go ahead and talk about people who drive in the rain without their headlights on.
Yeah.
But you know what? Yesterday, we were down in Overland Park, my wife and I, and we were down there at 135 in Metcalf. We were looking at the buildings and the structures and the boxes and the businesses, and it occurred to me, you know, all these tofu munching, yogurt slurping, tree hugging, free range cage-free, liberals and everything else, they want all the animals to be out in the open and everything else, but what do they want us to do? They want us to live in boxes. Well, you know, humans are animals too, and we need to be cage-free, and we need open range, and we need yards for our animals, green spaces around our homes. So why don't you take that into consideration instead of giving more interest in what a chicken thinks or what a cow looks at? How about your human? How about your neighbor? Why don't you give them a thought?
Oh, right. Oh, man. Victor coming in hot on a tirade Tuesday. Robert Brookside, what's your tirade, Robert? Go.
My tirade is that we complain about government, and it hasn't been advertised much, and I haven't seen it on the news. But today is early voting, March 21st, and we're voting April the 4th for city council members. And it's up to us to get off our lazy, good-for-nothing backsides and vote. And it's a good large group of people to vote for, and they're making sure that they look at housing, law and order, city government, using funds wisely. And I'm tired of people complaining. If we want control of our government, we get off our lazy, good-for-nothing backside. I'm a Vietnam veteran, combat disabled, and I'm tired of all of these people complaining and moaning and groaning, and you need to get out and vote and have a voice in your local government.
All
Amen.
Right. Robert, well said all around on a Tirade Tuesday here on KCMO Talk Radio. Let's go to James Shawnee. What's your tirade, James? Go.
I'm tired of the liberal left agenda of like trying to indoctrinate our kids and trying to just keep us from fighting back by blocking school choice. Like they know that we have a legitimate position to fight them, and they just want to try to vilify and just talk crap about how we want to put our kids in the school that we want and create competition in the marketplace for schools. and every school gets better, and you hear all these ridiculous arguments about, oh, the schools are going to – if you are a public school and you lose kids, you have funding. You have the same – you're going to be allowed to keep the same funding for less kids. That equals better schooling to me.
Yeah, well, yes, yes, there is truth to that there, James. Well done. Let's wrap up a Tirade Tuesday. 30 seconds. Tim in the Northland. Tim, you're last up. Knock it out of the park. 30 seconds, go.
Okay, buddy. I guess you might know who Lawrence O'Donnell is of MSNBC, the mm-hmm. Last Word show. He's been after Trump ever since Trump came down the elevator. If Trump gets arrested, which would be very bad for the American people, I think – this guy's so giddy, he's going to orgasm right on the air. Would that be political porn?
Well, you know what? We'll see what the FCC says about that there, Tim. Thank you.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Tirade Tuesday in the books.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamin's podcast wherever you listen.